Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Think about this. This is going on in the world. Simultaneously, the city of Pensacola, Florida, the city hall, city of Pensacola, their president of their city council, reportedly Barr, Councilman Barr, schedules a disciple of Satan to come in and invoke Satan over that city, a city of Pensacola. Simultaneously, a truck, at the very same time that the city of Pensacola has allowed a Satanist to come and speak over that city, over Pensacola, an ISIS loyalist is running over people in France truck in Nice, France, at the very same time. And now that incident in Pensacola, Florida, is being used by a satanic group in the Washington Post. Washington Post is talking about Pensacola as this temple of Satan, right? Satan's temple. As you're seeing here, they want to actually now develop a club that goes into every elementary school in America. And they're referencing, thank you, Pensacola, City of Pensacola City Council. They're referencing you as a reference in the Washington Post. Well, a disciple of Satan was able to get the Pensacola City Council to do this. They're referencing that for what? To put Satan in every single classroom, every single school in the elementary school. As a matter of fact, read the paragraph in their letter. They wrote a letter to, this is LA?
Correct, yeah. One of their representatives from the Satanic Temple from Los Angeles, they wrote a letter to the superintendent in LA.
What's the date of that letter?
That was August 1st, 2016.
Okay.
And he writes...
So it just happened.
Yes.
So first, the Pensacola City Council said, listen, Satan, you can come here and invoke Satan over the city of Pensacola. Now they write letters. Yeah. Listen, if you give Satan one little small foothold, I mean, you're looking at... Yep. You know, it's now they're asking for every single school. Okay.
So they write, on June 11th, 2001, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that Child Evangelism Fellowship could have access to public school facilities to conduct Good News Club meetings.
That's important. That's time when, you can't restrict the First Amendment. So the school buildings could be used before or after, where you could go in there, and we actually did that in the schools in regards to bringing food in and ministering to the young folks there and just sharing them the good news of Jesus Christ, and that's what they're referring to.
Yeah. The decision stated that religious clubs, such as the Good News Club, must be given the same access to school facilities accorded any other non-school-related group. Many school districts across the country have Good News Clubs using their facilities. As a result, those schools have opened their doors to school clubs of all religious viewpoints. While the Good News Club is working together with parents and the school to build some moral and spiritual character into the lives of their children based on their religious point of view, the Satanic Temple, or TST in this letter, also has plans to enrich the lives of children in your district.
Right. TST, so the Satanic Temple.
Correct. Okay. Correct. The Satanic Temple is a religious organization that seeks to encourage benevolence and empathy among all people. In addition, the Satanic Temple embraces practical common sense and promotes justice. The Satanic Temple facilitates the communication of mobilization of politically aware Satanists, secularists, and other advocates for individual liberty.
Okay. Enough. Yeah. They're writing a letter wanting to get into schools.
Yeah.
You cannot. I'm telling you, if you open the door, open door, empty houses, if you have not yet got that message, you can get that as a partner at VFNTV.com. We're going to have to fill our houses and close our doors. We cannot let Satan come and go in our own house, our own lives. We have to make up our choice what we're going to do. And so many people were saying about the city council in Pensacola, Florida, like, oh, we got to give, No, I actually talked to several of the councilmen there, and they said, we did not have to do that. This was not the place. That did not have to happen. Only one councilman scheduled the disciple of Satan to be able to come there. And now look what they're referring, and the Washington Post is referring to you, city of Pensacola. We need to repent before God and say, God, forgive us for all this, and begin to dedicate that city, dedicate the city of Pensacola, dedicate the county of Escambia County, and dedicate all the things that you have authority over back to God. And to say, listen, we don't want this in our schools. Every single school, and they're saying they want to teach them free thinking. They want to teach them everything other than about Jesus Christ. And, we got to make up our mind. Are we a Christian nation? Are we founded on Christian principles? Yeah, granted, we're in a whole bunch of sin right now, but we can repent and come back to that original intent of God. This is so important. Listen, right now, if you begin to stand up and say, you know what, I'm just not going to just give it all away. I'm going to deal with my own life first. Now's the time to do that. This is not a movie. This is not some game. This is real. This is really happening. This is really happening. And their promotional videos for what they're doing, it's like some, I couldn't even watch the whole thing. It was almost like the chant that was going on at the City Hall that was happening, demonic little chant thing. But understand, but it's got this eerie, I mean, my goodness, if you just played that music around a grammar school kid, they're going to be terrified.
Yeah.
Just hearing it, it's just the pits of hell in regards to what's going on. And they wouldn't mind you saying that because that's what they promote. The temple of Satan, right? Disciples of Satan are wanting to put clubs in every elementary school. And City Council of Pensacola, Florida is bringing one of Disciples of Satan
to be able to.
I guess he would attend one of those clubs.
Probably.
Is that what you want? We got to make up our mind. What do we want? Are we going to say, you know what? Even though our president said, we're no longer a Christian nation, we got to make up our choice. Do we want to go back? Think about this. America was not. It didn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
But then people began to stand up and said, listen, we've got to be under God. We can no longer be under a king because they're restricting us being able to worship God freely. Yeah. And so they stood up and said, listen, we're gonna fight for our freedom. We're going to stand up for our freedom. And all of a sudden, the byproduct of that was the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah.
And then the U.S. Constitution and America came to pass. I mean, they had to go from zero to that. We are already living in what they fought for. Many people have fought, gave their life for. All we have to do is begin to act right and begin to turn our hearts back to God. We already have a country. Why lose what so many people died for to be able to give us?
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.